Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Car Chats. So glad that you're able to join us in the car ride home. We're going to keep it short and simple this evening. First of all, let's do this. If you went on the middle school retreat, and I'm sure when you were getting picked up, your parents said, "How was it?" And you said, "It was good." And they said, "What did you learn?" You might have said nothing, or you might have been asleep already at that point. Quick recap, for their sake, students, what's something that you took from the retreat? What was some of your favorite parts? Just have a conversation about what you thought about the middle school retreat if you went. Go ahead and pause and talk about it. Well, I hope you are completely recovered from the retreat, and I was so glad that you're able to join us at Youth Group tonight. Again, we launched our new series tonight called Let's Play, and we're asking the question, what does the topic of play, is there a category for it in the Christian life? I'm so excited to go through this with our students, because I can remember feeling as I was growing up, I would get a lot of comments like, you know, we need to get serious about our faith, and you need to be serious for the Lord. And I think I understand where those people were coming from, but I think that there is actually a lightness and a joy and a playfulness even that's important to the Christian life. And so let me just start by asking this to the car. What was, when you think back to your childhood, all right, young, what was the thing that you liked to play with the most? I mean, I loved my sandbox. I would play a game called Sink the City, which I told the students about tonight. But what was the thing that you spent your summer days doing? Talk about it. Well, tonight at Youth Group, we looked at some of the characteristics of God that maybe we don't always examine. And we talked about how God is not a cosmic killjoy, one who's looming over us, ready to show his disapproval at any moment. But actually that joy, laughter, and play are an integral part of God and his kingdom, that he is... that he delights over us. And Zephaniah says that he delights over us in singing. In the Psalms, it says that in his presence, there is a fullness of joy. And so that there is actually an important part of our Christian life that is joy and celebration and even play. So there was this sociologist who did a study on organizations and groups, and you know, this is churches, this is families, this is businesses, and came up with this remarkable research. Let me read his conclusion here. He said, "The relationship between anxiety and seriousness is so predictable that the absence of playfulness in any institution is almost always due to the degree of its emotional regression." Okay, if that didn't make any sense, what he was saying is, if there was an absence of playfulness, of lightness in this family or in business, it was almost always due to the degree of its emotional regression, that there is a direct relationship between emotional unhealth and a lack of playfulness. I think this is really important for us as Christians, as we think about how we would like our families and our churches to look like. That part of the excitement and good news of following Jesus is that we receive a lightheartedness, a joy, a hope, even in difficult circumstances. And so, as we close out, maybe I just ask, do you sense that in your families? Is there a lightness about you? Is there an ease of forgiveness? Is there a joy that permeates your family? And you know, maybe think of ways that you can bring about that. So anyways, thank you for tuning in. Hope that this gave you some things to think about. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.